I miss our praise team here. Jeannie and I do our best, but wow, when you get some good singers and some good musicians behind you, it's so great. And you know what? That's really the truth. When you're not here, you're missed. Oh, I know we were missing last week, but thanks. Oh, it's just one of those necessary evils. Sometimes you do have to miss, but it's just good to be together. And I'm so glad for each one of you that are here this morning. I'm going to let you open your Bible, and I want to sing something. It's so short, I'm almost apologize for being so short and simple, but it just goes with my message so well. I want to just sing and play something for you real quick here. But if you have your Bibles, I'd like you to open to Psalms chapter 1, the longest book in the Bible. Open to Psalms, and for you that are interested, we're going to move ahead into Proverbs and Matthew. So if you want to put a marker there, feel free to do so. But this song is so old. I learned it as a teenager, and but it just goes with my message so much. I just want to sing real short, I Shall Not Be Moved. Oh, I got this one. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. If I trust him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, we shall not be moved. Amen. Yeah, I know that was just simple and old, but I tell you what, just like a tree planted by the waters. Wow, let's read in Psalms 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the ways of the ungodly shall perish. I find it very interesting that the longest book in the Bible, and it was written, many was written by David, but there was more authors. Some we know, some we don't know. But it's a beautiful book. As you know, I love this book. But it starts out with one word. It starts out with the word blessed. And here we find a word opening up to us, and blessed means being favored of God, getting God's favor in your life. And how are we to get God's blessing? It tells us. I don't even have to tell you. It says it right here. It's so interesting. It said, blessed is the man, woman, boy or girl, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, but his delight, her delight, their delight, the child's delight is in the law of the Lord. Wow. It comes right out and says, blessed. Starts out, blessed. We are so blessed to be able to have the word of God and be able to have the law of the Lord in our hands and be able to take the counsel of the living God. And those that are godly and those that are in Christ can also give good, godly counsel. People find themselves in trouble when they find, you know, they're trying to make decisions and they're trying to make choices. When they make choices outside of the Word of God, I'm sorry, they're not blessed of the Lord. It doesn't mean that they're not going to live. It doesn't mean that life doesn't go on. Life will go on. But if we want favor of the Lord, it says, blessed is the person that takes counsel, not. Well, maybe that's not what you're. I mean, this is the New King James Version. Is yours similar? I hope so. It takes not from the ungodly. So there is a special thing, and there's a special meaning to those that are in Christ. It's a family. Blessed is the man. We can find that our joy and our peace is increased when we take comfort, when we take words from each other that are in Christ. I can't help it. I didn't write it. It's blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Our joy can be increased. Our peace can be increased. The ones that we are around are blessed when you're there. I work in a house where some claim to be Christians, but I tell you how you tell a Christian. You tell a Christian, not by always what they say, but their actions. Actions speak louder than words. I know it's an old cliche. But Christian behavior is noticeable. Christian talk is noticeable. Christian ungodly talk is also noticeable. Huh? Can I hear an amen? Amen. Hey, that's good preaching, Rick. Who said that? I told you to turn with me to Proverbs. So let's go to Proverbs and find something interesting here. Proverbs 4, 14 to 15. You know, I try to do two things. I try to pull you up, but I try to encourage you at the same time. That just seems to be my way. I want to challenge you. I want to pull you up. I want you to climb a little higher, but yet I want to encourage you. So in Proverbs 4, 14 and 15, I find very interesting scriptures. Because they read, do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Wow. Do not enter the path of the wicked, nor walk in the way of evil. You know, those that, you know, have a testimony for the Lord know that from right, from wrong. And a lot of times I think the secular people get mixed up from the right and the wrong. And we see the cultural change. We see a lot of things happening today. And I'll tell you what, God's word never changes. Right never changes. Wrong never changes. That's why we stand firm. We stand like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What does that mean? Well, I interpret it like an oak tree, an apple tree, a strong tree. It could be a tree that's got roots and it's strong. It's growing and it's got strongness. It's just got strength because it's got everything it needs. It has nutrients. It has waters and it's growing and it's strong. I read one time that some limbs, tree limbs, are stronger than steel. Limbs are very, very strong. God wants us to be strong as a tree that's planted by the rivers, the waters. That's why I sung the song, just because it's just so fitting. And it's great. It's great to be strong. And you know, as you grow older, you get more mature. You get stronger in God. There's no doubt in my mind that the longer you serve God, and that's why, you know, sometimes you see someone like Brother Jenks, or you see someone, that's someone you know. I know some other older and elderly saints, but they have a maturity and a godliness of them that I want. How do we get to their I want, and I want it, and I'll get it? By continually walking. The Bible says we're on a path that grows brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. So we're on a path, but we're not on this path in Proverbs. That's a path that we want to avoid. Matthew 7 also is interesting, because now flipping over to the New Testament, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 through 20, we find some interesting verses with a message. And to use the analogy of the tree, Christ uses it. Matthew 7, 17. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit. Now this is it. In my Bible, it's in red, meaning this is spoken by Jesus. This is hard. This is kind of hard. But I'm only reading. I'm only the messenger. I'm not the message. 19 says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Yikes. Verse 20 brings it all together. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. It's by their fruits. It's by what we produce as Christians. We need to be good grapes and good apples and good pears. We need to have good fruit producing from our tree. And really, that's from our life. Because Jesus used the analogy, of course, that the tree vine grows out from the tree. I'm just a small leaf. I'm just a small little leaf on that. The psalmist said, I'm but a worm. So what are we saying? Yeah, you know, we gotta be humble here. But Christians do produce good fruit, or they're not. Am I gonna say it? Christians aren't Christians if they don't produce good fruit. I didn't say it. Therefore, by your fruits you shall know them. If you want to be blessed, we have to be producing something from this tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Yeah. Sometimes we step on our own toes, and sometimes we step on toes, and then sometimes we try to encourage you. But I want to challenge us. Because I don't want us living in a world without producing what God wants us to produce. Good fruit. Good fruit. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And we draw from each other. We draw from each other. We draw from each other counsel, good words, encouragement. You know, when I walk off this platform, it's just you and I. It's just you and I. I'm just bringing forth the message of being blessed. And I'm not done, but I promise to have you out of here by 2 or 3. 2 o'clock, 3, make sure you had your crock pot set on low. You know, we want to give somebody something, don't we? When we leave here, we want to give somebody a testimony. We want to be something to somebody. And you can't give away something you don't have. If you don't have good fruit, you can't give it away. If you have bad fruit, who wants that? It's spoilage. It's awful. It's ugly. It's thrown into the trash. But we want to produce good fruit. I want to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. That's why we come together, to see each other, to be blessed, to encourage one another, to become stronger and more mature in Him. If you want to test yourself, I learned something when I was I'm going to guess myself to be 15 years old. I was in a small church, and a pastor said something once. He said, if you want to test yourself, listen to your words. Listen to what comes out. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whoa. Simple, but powerful. If you want to test yourself, listen to what you're saying. If you want to see good fruit, if you want to see if you're positive, test to see what you're saying. And I want to be a good fruit producer. Actually, I want to be an avocado tree. If Tracy was here, I'd say, now that's free. I want to be an avocado tree. Never mind. They're inside jokes. You know me. Let's move on. All right. So being blessed. Being blessed. I have some words for you this morning to encourage you to be blessed. They are some of the rich blessings that we can have is having peace. We can have peace with God. Joy. You can be filled with joy and peace. And I have scriptures for all these, but I would keep it at 2 o'clock if I read them all. So we'll just go through it. I promise you I have a scripture for every single one. We can be blessed with love because His love fills our heart. We can have freedom because we're freely justified. We can have hope because we abound in hope. We can have life because we're dead to sin but alive to God. Isn't it great to be alive? It's great to be alive, and it's great to be spiritually alive. I don't want to be without Him. We want Him to walk with us, and we want us, all of us, to walk with Him. You've heard me say those things before, like, go with God, and He'll go with you. Because it is. It's a team. We're a team. We can have grace because we are under grace. We can have a calling because we have a divine calling, not of our own. But He calls us. He calls us. He calls us all. Paul, who wrote more of the New Testament than any one person, said, I wish, brethren, that all of Israel would be saved. In other words, all of Israel won't be saved, and all of Butler won't be saved, but our hearts are in the right place. We want that. We want that. We want to be blessing to others, and we want to see people walking in the Spirit, walking in the Word. We are all called. We walk in newness. You are being conformed to Christ's image. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. Can you remember that day? We need to. Sometimes we forget and we need to. That was a long time ago for me now, 13 years old, but I can still remember that. It's a blessing to be able to remember the day that you were saved and really transformed and your heart was changed from a heart of stone, the scripture says, to a heart of flesh. The analogies there are quite something. Sometime I want to, I think I've said this before, I haven't done it. I want to speak about angels and sometimes being under the wings of God. It's just amazing how the scripture just, you know, jumps out at you and it's a revelation. The scriptures are actually a revelation that's open to those that are His. He has no secrets. Some things are we don't understand, and the scripture says some things are past finding out, but He wants us to understand as much as we can comprehend. Change. It's a blessing to be able to change. We're given a new mind in Christ. Inheritance. You are a child of God and an heir and a joint heir. See, we're grafted in. We're just, that's a blessing to be able to say, we're inherited of God. We're a son and we're a daughter of the Most High God. Wow. Isn't that cool? When you go home today, know that you're just not a nobody. You're a son or a child of God. Absolutely. You have victory. You have redemption. You have enrichment. He enriches our lives with in everything. We have strength. We have wisdom. Oftentimes we have wisdom. Sometimes I cringe to say this, but sometimes we get ourselves in trouble in life because of choices and decisions that are not made in the Spirit We think they are. And you know, we live in a day and age. Someone said to me this recently, and I thought that was an unusual thought. But as I contemplated that a little bit, I thought, wow, that's so interesting. We live in a day and age in which there's so many right and wrongs and so many cultural things and so much happening that it's almost difficult to discern between what is right and what is wrong, or what is the word and what isn't, what's the spirit, what's not. And so it really takes a closeness to walk with God and figure out what do I cling to and what do I let go. Because we're going to have to be strong, folks. This is no joke. We're going to have to be very, very strong in this day and age which we live. 2021 is so different. 2021 is a cultural change that I don't need to get into, because we all have eyes and we all have ears that can hear. But we need to be like the tree stand by the waters that's going to be strong, because we don't know what we're going to have to stand for. We don't know what we're going to have to be standing in our faith and standing in our belief in God. I don't know if the bride's going to come in the pre-millennial, mid-term, post-millennial. I have no idea. Yeah, I lean one way versus the other way, but I'll tell you what, the scripture says that we should just be vigilant and be awake. Say, Brother Rick, are you really sure it says that? Jesus said, be alert, because the thief cometh in the night, and they usually after midnight is when a lot of bad things happen, and that's when people try to break into most places. The thief comes not but to kill, excuse me, kill, steal, and destroy. And it's becoming a very serious thing to be a Christian and stand for Him and stand in light of whatever comes our way. It's easy to sing, but we're going to have to be there, folks. We're going to have to be there. I feel it deep in my heart. I feel it deep in my spirit. I'm not just saying these things. I mean, it's an alert time. It's like flash time. I mean, there's red flags. Come on, folks. There's red flags. I mean, if there's not lights flashing, then we have our eyes closed, and they need to be opened. But God wants us to grow, and we are growing. God wants us to know that we're blessed with authority, we're blessed with fullness, we're blessed with access, we're blessed with power, and we're blessed with boldness. We got to be bold. Sometimes, you know, meekness does not mean weakness. We're going to have to be bold in Him. We have the gifting. I'm throwing a lot at you this morning, but Paul said, it's meat to chew on. He said, the babes have milk of the word. I'm trying to give you some meat here, because we want meat. Most of you have been in, you know, Christian a long time, so we need the meat of the word. He wants to give us completeness. You are complete in Him. Colossians 2, chapter 10 says, we are complete in Him. We're full in Him. Our inner man, you've heard me say it before, our inner man needs to grow. He needs to be fat and flourishing. Our inner man, our spirit. Our spirit is the candle of the Lord, and our spirit needs to be strong. Because, you know, our outward body's not strong. We're not strong. We get illness. We have things happen to us. But no matter what happens to your outside physical body, it does not reflect what's happening on the inside of your spiritual man. I am convinced. I have seen people... I have seen preachers that have been young and strong, and my goodness, you thought they could take a lion by the tail and, you know, whirl it and kill a lion. You know, we know who did that. But, you know, I've seen preachers be really strong, and man, when they're in their 30s and 40s, and man, they can say anything. But you know what? Life happens. Age happens. Ecclesiastes says our bodies will age, and they begin to fail. Why am I saying all that? When you're young, sometimes you get, you know, you can be, you know, pretty strong and say, I can do this and I can do that, and I'll trust God. Yeah, but as the time goes on, they find themselves in a situation where they're older and their bodies can't handle it, and then they start humbling themselves. I don't want to be humble when I'm 95. I want to be humble when I'm at this age. And you ought to be willing to be humble at your age. Don't let life and don't let the devil and don't let our, you know, our ego come up to the place where, you know, we just think that we're really something, or we think we're really spiritual. Because I'll tell you what, pride cometh before a fall. I've fallen a few times, and I exactly forget where this is. I think it's in Proverbs. This is a homework assignment for you. Look this up. It says a righteous man falls, I believe it says seven times, but they can rise back up. Now, that's as close as I can remember, but I know it's scriptural. So, you know, there's been times I've fallen and I've been so sorry. And the psalmist said, I've fallen, I've nearly slipped and I fell. But God, you lifted me back up and you set my feet on a solid rock, Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We fall. But, you know, I don't want our egos to get the best of us. Some people think they have, it's us four and no more, and it's our way or the highway, and we're going to be in heaven. I'll tell you what, this is not in my notes. In Revelations, it says that there'll be people in heaven like the sands of the sea. My goodness. And that's why I leave all judgments to God. I leave everything to him, because he is the God, and we are just mere weaklings in flesh and blood. The Bible actually says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's why we have to die in order to get there. Or, she's preaching my message. Hallelujah. Or we'd be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That's right. Oh, I'm almost done. I just bringing to you what's on my heart. But being blessed is being delivered, having knowledge, and living in the light that we're in. Be the light in the darkness, living the call. Being the light, holiness, yeah. Being apart from sin, holiness is part of living for God. You are cleansed and set apart for God's purpose. And you can be prosperity, and you can be an overcomer. 1 John 4:4, you are overcome because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Let's look to the Lord. Father, I thank you for your spirit, Lord, and I thank you for your goodness. And Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us. And even when, Lord, I'm going to speak and I think I'm not sure if I can bring that across right, Lord, I feel like you help me, and you help all of us to have ears to hear. And Lord, I pray that our spiritual man will grasp what you're trying to say to us, and grasp that we can be strong like a tree planted by the waters, being blessed in you, walking in your word, and living in Psalms 1, taking counsel from godly people. God, help us in everything that we do and say. May we leave here encouraged. May we leave here knowing that you're with us. Walk with us and talk with us. And Lord, forgive us of our debts. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our uncouth ways sometimes. Because God, we are not perfect. But we're perfect as far as we've come, because you've brought us this far. Help us to go up, move on into this week. Help us move on to next month. Oh God, we just pray that you'd be bless us, as the psalmist said, that we might be in your will and in your purpose. In Jesus' wonderful and matchless name, amen. Go with God, and he will go with you. God bless you.